Janet Miles stands outside her former home in Glen Burnie, Maryland, the weight of her past pressing heavily on her shoulders. Dusk settles around her as she clutches a small bottle of sleeping pills in one hand and a gun in the other. Her heart races, thoughts swirling. The pain from her past feels insurmountable, but a fleeting memory of her daughter pulls her back. Just as she contemplates her fate, the image of her little girl sparks a flicker of hope amid the darkness. Growing up in East Baltimore, Janet was raised by her grandmother, Miss Ruby. After her mother succumbed to an overdose, Miss Ruby stepped in to nurture Janet, instilling values of care and responsibility. Janet dreamed of becoming a nurse, wanting to make a difference in the world. She was determined to rise above her circumstances. Everything changed when she met Dave Miles. He was charming and full of ambition, igniting a spark in Janet that she had never felt before. Over the course of 5 years, they built a life together, filled with dreams and plans for their future. But as their relationship deepened, so did the pressures that came with it. Dave introduced Janet to petty theft. It began innocently enough, returning items without receipts, a harmless way to make some extra cash. At first, Janet hesitated, but Dave's sweet talk and promises of a better life drew her in. She wanted to support him, to be the partner he needed. What started as a small thrill soon spiraled into something more serious. With each crime, the stakes grew higher. Credit card fraud became their new normal, and the weight of deceit settled on Janet's shoulders. She felt trapped, caught between her love for Dave and the darkness enveloping their lives. Each decision pulled her deeper into a world she knew was wrong, but the allure of a better life blinded her to the consequences. Nikki Stevens, Dave's best friend, entered their lives like a whirlwind. Janet admired Nikki's confidence, yet felt unease at her ability to twist situations in her favor. Nikki's presence complicated everything, stirring a mix of admiration and jealousy in Janet. She struggled with her feelings as Nikki seamlessly navigated the world of crime, while Janet felt increasingly out of control. As their criminal activities escalated, a dark proposal came from Big Mike, a local dealer. He wanted them to transport drugs. Janet's instincts screamed to walk away, but the thought of losing Dave paralyzed her. His dreams of success fueled her resolve to go along with it, even as doubt gnawed at her heart. A critical crossroads stood before her. The stakes had never been higher. Would she take that final plunge into darkness, risking everything for love? The weight of her decision loomed large, leaving Janet to grapple with the consequences that lay ahead. In that moment, she glimpsed the woman she once aspired to be, fighting against the tide that pulled her under. Janet stares at the gun and the bottle of pills, her heart pounding in her chest. Memories of her daughter flood her mind. She can almost hear her laugh, a sound that once brought her immense joy. That laughter feels like a lifeline. Janet grips the items tighter, the weight of her choices heavy in her hands. As she takes a step back from the brink, she hears voices from the street. Dave and Nikki approach, their laughter cutting through the evening stillness. The sight of them brings a mix of warmth and dread. Dave's energy is infectious, but Janet knows the darkness that lies beneath. "Hey, Jan, you coming?" Dave calls out, his tone light. He waves her over, unaware of the storm brewing inside her. "Yeah, just a sec," she replies, forcing a smile. She shoves the pills into her pocket and hides the gun behind her. The moment feels like a pivot, as if she's caught between two worlds. Nikki steps closer, her confidence radiating. "You okay? You look a little pale." "I'm fine," Janet says too quickly, her voice shaky. "Let's just go have some fun," Dave suggests, his enthusiasm brightening the mood. "We're meeting some friends at the bar. Come on." Janet feels the pull of normalcy in his words. She follows them into the night, the streetlights casting long shadows as they walk. But an unease settles in her stomach. The thrill of their life is intoxicating, but so is the danger. At the bar, surrounded by laughter and clinking glasses, Janet tries to shake off her worries. She sips her drink, laughing at Dave's jokes, but her mind drifts back to Big Mike's proposal. The thought gnaws at her. How could she risk everything for a fleeting sense of excitement? "Janet," Nikki leans in, a mischievous glint in her eyes, "I heard about a new score we can hit tomorrow. Big Mike's got this sweet deal lined up." "Not interested," Janet replies, her voice firmer than before. The room falls silent for a moment. Dave raises an eyebrow. What? Come on, it could solve all our problems. Yeah, Nikki adds, her tone coaxing. Think about it, we could finally get out of this place. Janet feels the weight of their expectations. Her heart races, caught in a tug of war between desire and morality. I just don't know, guys. Don't be a buzzkill, Dave says, trying to lighten the mood. This could be our big break. As the night wears on, Janet's resolve weakens. The allure of a brighter future is hard to resist, especially with Dave's fervor fueling her hopes. But deep inside, fear festers. She knows the deeper they dive into crime, the harder it will be to escape. The next day, Janet wakes with a sense of dread. The sun streams through her window, but the light feels heavy. She glances at her phone. A text from Dave reads, "Ready for today? Big Mike wants to meet at noon." Her stomach knots. She can hear her grandmother's voice echoing in her mind, warning her against choices that lead to a dark path. Janet paces her small apartment, weighing the decision. If she walks away now, it could mean losing Dave forever. But if she goes along, she risks losing herself. At 11:30, she finds herself driving towards the meeting place, the engine's rumble mirroring her racing thoughts. The streets blur by as she battles her doubts. What if this choice will cost her everything? She arrives early, parked in the lot outside a gritty warehouse. The air is thick with tension. Moments later, Dave and Nikki pull up, all smiles and excitement. Ready to make some serious cash? Dave grins, and Janet feels a pang in her chest. They step inside together. The warehouse is dim, filled with the stench of oil and concrete. Big Mike is waiting, a hulking figure surrounded by crates. His eyes scan them, assessing. Glad you could make it, Big Mike says, his voice low. We got a lot to do. You ready for the real deal? Janet exchanges glances with Dave and Nikki, uncertainty swirling in her gut. She realizes that this isn't just another small step into their dark world. This is a leap. As Big Mike lays out the details, Janet's heart sinks. She understands the gravity of their situation. The idea of transporting drugs fills her with dread. Count me out, she finally says, her voice steady despite the pounding of her heart. I'm not doing this. The room goes quiet. Dave's expression shifts from surprise to anger. What are you talking about? We need this. Nikki, taken aback, looks at Janet with a mixture of confusion and distrust. I can't, Janet insists, her voice firm. I can't keep living like this. Big Mike's gaze hardens. You walk away now, you won't get another chance. Janet stands her ground, but the weight of her decision feels immense. The walls seem to close in around her, the air thick with tension. Would she sacrifice everything for a chance to find herself again? As the confrontation escalates, Janet knows she must make a choice, one that could change the course of her life forever. Janet stands firm, her heart racing in the oppressive silence of the warehouse. Big Mike's gaze bears down on her, a dark promise hanging in the air. She feels the sting of betrayal from Dave's eyes. You're choosing her over us? After everything we've built? He challenges, his voice low and dangerous. Janet swallows hard. I can't pretend this is okay anymore. I can't go down this road. Her voice shakes, but her resolve is steady. The realization that this moment defines her hits her like cold water. She thinks of her daughter and all the hope she carries for the little girl. This is her chance to break the cycle. Big Mike steps closer, his expression shifting to annoyance. You think you can just walk away? This isn't a game, Janet. The tension is palpable. Janet glances at Nikki, who looks caught between loyalty to Dave and confusion over Janet's stance. You're making a mistake, Nikki mutters, her eyes darting between Janet and Dave. Maybe I'm finally making the right one, Janet replies, her voice gaining strength. She feels a wave of clarity washing over her. Dave's fists clench. We can't just throw this away. This is bigger than us. No, Dave, Janet says, finally finding the courage to speak the truth. What we're doing is destroying us. I'm done. The words feel liberating, as if lifting a heavy burden off her shoulders. For a moment, silence reigns, the air thick with unspoken anger and resentment. Big Mike's lip curls, seeing the fracture in their unity. You have until the count of three. You walk now and you forget everything, he says, voice ominous. Or what? Janet asks, refusing to back down. Or you regret it, he warns, but Janet no longer feels fear. The weight of her choices has shifted. She knows she must protect her daughter from this life. Let's go, Jan, Dave growls, moving closer. They can't hurt us if we stick together. But Janet feels a surge of defiance. I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of anything anymore. With that, she turns away from Dave, leaving behind the life that once seemed so full of promise, but had turned into a nightmare. As she steps outside the warehouse, fresh air hits her in a rush. The darkness inside feels miles away. Each step is a rebellion against her past, each breath a declaration of independence. She pulls out her phone, knowing she has to make a call. It's time for a new plan. Janet dials the number for a local shelter, a place she knows can help her start over. "Hi, I need to talk," she says as the voice on the other end answers. In the distance, she hears shouting behind her. Dave's voice rises, echoing her name, filled with a mix of anger and desperation. But she can't look back. She walks toward a new beginning, her steps quickening as clarity washes over her. Her heart races, not from fear, but from the thrill of freedom. The weight of her decisions lingers, but she knows this is just the first step. At the shelter, the warmth welcomes her as she speaks to a kind woman. She explains her situation, the whirlwind of choices leading to this moment. The woman listens intently, offering her support and understanding. "Tomorrow is a new day," the woman says gently. "You have a chance to start again. You can build a better life for yourself and your daughter." As Janet sits in the quiet room, she feels hope stirring within her. She knows it won't be easy, but she's willing to fight this battle. Outside, Dave's voice fades into the distance, replaced by her daughter's laughter echoing in her mind. Though uncertainty looms, Janet is ready to forge her path. She envisions her daughter, imagining the joy of raising her free from the darkness that once consumed her. In that moment, she understands that true strength comes from choosing love over fear, from walking away to find light. The choices ahead will challenge her, but she's ready. And with every breath, she embraces the possibility of redemption. As she closes her eyes, a new resolve shines within her. Janet Miles is ready to reclaim her life.